it's nice to get back from Christmas break and get everybody in the game, let everybody get some playing.
But
like I said, this we've talked about this a lot in our games that we've had. Go ahead, Matt, I'll let you call this one.
Yeah, Farmer, the ball just went through her hands and out of bounds, and so another turnover against Paragould.
But we talked about this a lot. These girls right here that are on the floor, they were a huge part with Jaylee Yonkers of winning the Northeast Arkansas District last year in
ninth grade
as freshmen, and so they're no slouches out here on the floor.
Ferris puts up the three on the right side. It wouldn't go, and Farmer chases down the rebound. Back come the Lady Rams. Rolls it into the front court. Gives it to Harrell on the left side. Now up top to Farmer. Farmer will dribble over to the right. Gives it to Luke on the low block. She puts up the shot, and good. Hadley Luke with her first 2 points of the night. 41-12, the Lady Bombers up. 6:45 left in the game. Again, the clock's running continuously. Ball goes over on the left side.
Got an update from up on the hill. Dumas and flipping, Matt. 26-24, Dumas is up at the half.
Okay. So it looks like that's a good game, too, over there. So here is Rolson back the other way after Mount Home misses the shot. She tried to go coast-to-coast with a jumper, misses everything, and goes out of bounds. Mount Home will get it back. 6:18 left to play in the game. A 29-point lead for the Lady Bombers. Ball goes over on the right side to Alkire. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer after taking the screen. It wouldn't go, and the rebound is controlled by Rolson. She's back the other way with it. Rolson will throw it over on the right side to Farmer. Throws it down on the lob pass to Benson. She couldn't get the layup, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line as the clock continues to run with 5:50 left.
Personal foul, Lady Bombers number 11, Kira.
Kira Alkire picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the fourth quarter against the Lady Bombers. So it will be Hallie Benson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 4 points so far this evening. First shot is up and in. One more free throw for Benson. Second shot is up. Good.
Well, I tell you, the girls' game tomorrow, that the Cabot Farmington game at 3:20, I think it is.
Oh yeah,
that's gonna be a good one.
You bet. Here is Alkire with it. 41-14, Mount Home up. Alkire will throw it up top to Anderson. Over on the left side, it goes to Rawls, and she'll be fouled. Mount Home inbound on the far sideline. They're going to get Madison Farmer with her second personal foul, team foul number one here in the fourth quarter against Paragould. Less than 5 minutes left to play in the game. Anderson will inbound it to Rawls.
So, Tobias, have you been missing your Friday nights on the road with this guy?
I have been, man. This is it's nice getting back in the saddle, even if it is basketball.
Rawls has the ball knocked away. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Paragould. Mount Home will keep it. Now inbound pass is knocked away and stolen by the Lady Rams.
I'll say, the last game we got the call was a fumbling it. War Memorial against Catholic. We were unable to make the Greenwood trip, but, man, that was a fun one at the – down in the Rock, wasn't it?
That was fun, and then get to watch a bowl game broadcast from the same place.
I know.
On ESPN not too long after that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I was like, man, we were up there in the press box.
Well, Madison Harrell hits the three on the right side. She has six on the night. And now back the other way, Lauren Rawls is going to try to go into the lane. I think they're going to call that foul before the shot.
Yeah.
Thought she was going to make that.
A little continuation NBA play there, try to get the call.
Madison Farmer picks up her third personal foul, team foul number two against Paragould here in the fourth quarter. Kara Jackson checks out of the game as Tate Chairs comes in for the first time tonight. And now a ball inbound pass knocked away by Paragould. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be Mountain Home inbounding once again.
So,
go ahead. Inbound pass goes to Anderson in the left corner. She dribbles into the lane, kicks out to Chairs on the right side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good!
Yeah, that a girl, Tay. Look at the bench over here erupting. Tay is a great teammate, and everybody's so happy to see that ball go down for her.
You bet. Her first 3 points of the night. Harrell back the other way. She's going to try another three-pointer. This one misses everything, and Anderson will just let it go out of bounds. Mount Home will get it back. Kara Jackson's going to come back in as Kara Alkire takes a seat. And for Paragould, Rolson will head to the bench as she's replaced by Elijah Larry. What were you going to say earlier, Tobias?
I was just wondering if the media snacks were as good or if Fulcher was still in charge of it for basketball like he is football.
Oh, no, yeah. They're good back there.
They probably get flame and yawn in basketball.
I tell you, Miss Krista Husky, she brings in
a deal
in Coach Husky's office every time. There's usually an awesome dessert, and it's really good stuff.
Man.
Well, Kara Jackson went in for the layup, couldn't get to go, but Anderson's there for the offensive rebound. Ball goes up top to Jackson. She puts up the three, good.
That's what I'm talking about. It's getting hot down here on this end. Lady Bombers getting some shots to fall.
Kara Jackson with her first 3 points of the night. 47-17, Lady Bombers up. 2:23 left in the game. Ball goes up top over on the left side to Harrell. Now down to Farmer in the corner. She's going to try for a three-pointer to answer, and she gets it. Aston Farmer with her first 3 points of the night.
Awesome to see some of these younger Bombers dropping some buckets.
You bet. And they're going to stop play to get some sub in. Kara Alkire is going to come in for replacing Lauren Rawls. And for Paragold, Kaylee Metz will come back in as Madison Harrell takes a seat.
So if you're not a basketball player, though, if you were, are you getting your shot up right now if you're in the game?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Me and Matt talk about this all the time. I was like, I'm getting my buckets.
Yeah.
Like, that ball touches my hands. It is going up.
Yeah. I could be at the M if it touches. It's coming, absolutely. It's coming out. It's going up.
There's been way too many dribbles already on this end of the court for my liking. If I catch it and it's in range,
turn and shoot.
She's firing up.
Madison Farmer called for the foul in the paint. That's her fourth personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Rams. Minute and a half left to play in the game. Alkire inbounds it to Jackson on the right side. She'll dribble to the elbow. Throws a lob pass to Ferris. Now the ball goes to Chairs. Now to Alkire on the left wing. Almost has the ball knocked away. Now she's going to now looks like an offensive foul is going to be called, an illegal screen on Lakin Anderson.
Oh, as Kara turns around, she drained the shot, rolling off the screen right there. Kind of looks back at Lakin and gives her that. Oh.
Yep. That is Anderson's first personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home in the fourth quarter. Another turnover against the Lady Bombers as well.
So, Tobias, I tell you, Lakin Anderson, she's a stud softball player, dude. You get a chance to go watch her play some softball this year. She can get after it.
Farmer with it in the right corner. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Tries to throw it down to Benson and just – I'm not sure what exactly happened there.
She just walked out of bounds with it.
Yeah. So Mount Home will get it back with 32 seconds left to play in the game. Ball goes to Jackson on the right side. She's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. Good. Kara Jackson with five on the night. 49-20, Mount Home up with 18 seconds left. Farmer into the front court. Dribbles to the right elbow. Is going to put up the jumper. Almost went in. Chairs gets the rebound. She'll give it to Rawls. Throws it to Alkire, tries to throw it to Alkire. Metz knocks it out of bounds. And, oh, no, they're going to say off Mountain Home. Okay. Well, I guess it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Clock's going to do it.
Clock's going to run out, and Mountain Home's going to get the 29-point victory. Our final score, Mountain Home defeats Paragould 49-20. We'll come back and start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Here at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad, we're having a Grillabration sale.
You mean celebration, right?
No, Grillabration. You know, Grillabrate the time. And to do so, we're having a big Grillabration sale. Get up to 40% off on select in-stock grills. We carry Traeger, Golden's Cast Iron, Gosney Pizza Ovens, and the all-new Auto.